Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
And as we've been hearing, Marshalls has announced plans to relocate its aerospace and defence group, also to redevelop the Cambridge Airport site. Lewis Herbert is the leader of Cambridge City Council and is here this morning. Morning, Lewis.
Good morning, Julian.
Thank you very much for coming in. 12,000 homes, much needed, I know you'll say, for Cambridge, but at the same time, we're looking at the potential loss of a major employer, at least from within the city walls. What kind of effect does that have on Cambridge?
Well, just taking that point, we don't want to see Marshall disappearing the other side of Bedford, 45 miles each way. So one of the reasons why my party has sort of resisted the uncertainties in the past with a previous plan from Marshall is that we want that engineering company, which has got 80 years on that site, to stay in Cambridge.
And what can you do to try and persuade them if, you know, the options which are, you know, you mentioned potential distances here in Cranfield, I might even have to check on my map as to where that one was, Duxford and Witten. Duxford would be an obvious one and not too far away from us.
Well, I think we start with the fact that this is a really strategic site and it will be given proper assessment. We remember, however, that last time it sat in the plan all the way up until last year, but Marshalls had withdrawn it in 2010. So it has to be very clear that this site is deliverable, both that alternative that you talk about, but particularly there's a whole host of issues that need to be addressed, not least transport, because it has to be sustainable. And we can't have just a complete gridlock around a new site because the transport solutions haven't been put in place.
Yeah, that immediately came to my mind because, you know, as you'll know, there are plans for a couple of additional supermarkets on the new Market Road, and that's already got people worrying about the congestion. So if that's a problem with a couple of few people doing their shopping, then 12,000 homes is going to do considerably more to the infrastructure, isn't it?
Well, that never got resolved the first time round. So we're at early stages. We've still got to have, Julian, a debate with the public about what shape they want Cambridge to be in the 2030s and 2040s. This is a call for sites. Marshall have pitched in their site. It's clearly one of the biggest sites in both of the areas that are going to be looked at, both ours and South Cambridgeshire. And we'll look at it, but we want to have residents' views not just on this site, but their vision for Cambridge.
And that would ultimately fall under the next local plan, would it?
It will, and that in itself is a significant process. The last one took an exaggeratedly long 8 years to pull together, but we're talking about a 3 to 5 year plan process, and then we'll see where the Marshall site fits as we go through that.
I'm sensing from your answers that, I'll ask the question straight out. Were there any prior conversations about this? By the sounds of things, you haven't necessarily been trying to persuade Marshalls to do this, despite the need for housing.
And we've always been aware it's a potential site, similar to North East Cambridge. So it would be errant not to include a look at this as an option. But the detail of it has yet to be put forward by Marshall. What exactly are they proposing for this site? How will they address issues of the impact on neighbours like Cherry Hinton, Tevesham, Abbey? How will it work? And the big issue is going to be, amongst others, is it going to be sustainable on transport? And the bar has lifted since the proposals before in terms of climate change impacts, how such a major development will work.
And there's going to be a few bodies who are going to take an interest in all of this, of course, the City Council, yourself there and your colleagues, but one would assume that the Greater Cambridge Partnership, the County Council and perhaps even South Cambridgeshire District Council might also be involved in all of this.
Well, it's a total partnership with South Cambridgeshire, because first of all we're going to produce a joint plan and combine what people from South Cambridgeshire and the city want for the future, but also the site overlaps the boundaries. And as I understand it, and I haven't seen any detail, there is a proposal to include land to the other side of Airport Way. So we're actually talking about a bigger site proposal than started way back.
So this is larger than what was originally mooted.
I don't know the detail, but it sounds as though it's got an extra addition. We've got to remember, Julian, that the previous site, which was proposed about 2004, sort of spent 6 years before Marshall then withdrew it. So what we are definitely going to do this time is be clear exactly what it is that Marshall are proposing and what timescales and what the impacts are, because that's the only way that the neighbouring communities can have their say. And Marshall didn't answer the questions to the neighbouring communities last time.
So what happens next as far as you're concerned? Is there a phone call to Marshalls? You probably already made it, I rather suspect, but some meeting with yourself, your colleagues in planning, just to set the ball rolling on a potential public consultation.
It's a call for sites, so there will be full detail will be expected from Marshall. Of course, there will be meetings. We need to give each site option proposed a clear run in terms of just giving it a fair assessment. But the key part that I've underlined, Julian, is this is part of a local plan. What is the residents' view? What is Cambridge and South Cambridge's objectives for the next 20 years? We've got sites largely in South Cambridgeshire still to build out. What is the next stage? And that has to consider jobs, it needs to consider housing, it needs to consider affordable housing, because it's the price of housing that's as big an issue in this city as the quantity.
Yeah, and you mentioned jobs there. Of course, the jobs of those people working currently at Marshall's would be of concern, particularly, well, wherever it's moved to. It is a disruption to people's working patterns. It's bad enough if a couple of dozen people have to work out the new bus route or whatever, assuming there is a bus route, and that's possibly being optimistic.
Well, there needs to be public transport
here, of course.
There needs to be options for them. It's quite clear from the response yesterday that Unite, the trade union that represents has members, hundreds of members amongst Marshall staff, hadn't been pre-involved. I think it's down to Marshall to talk to Unite and their workers. I cannot see any justification for including Cranfield as an option if Marshall are committed, as they say they are, to Cambridge. And to be fair to Marshall, they've been a bastion, a key part of our local economy, a key contributor, and engineering and, we would hope, aerospace need to be part of the future economy of Cambridge.
Okay, Lewis, well, thank you as always for coming in. Lewis Herbert, leader of Cambridge City Council. And that takes us neatly round to 8:21.
Cambridge 105.